Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, this is Those Guys, and we're probably going to stop the podcast right now to go back and play Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
Yeah, I guess that's it, right?
I believe we're done here.
I've still actually got my Emerald in hand, which is fun. My Emerald cartridge is right here next to me, which is a source of amusement.
I mean, I still have Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. I'm replaying Sapphire right now. Not as we speak, but right now. So, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, of course, tonight Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
I flipped them around, too, because you think Alpha, Omega, you know, the Alpha and the Omega, so Ruby and Sapphire. They're like, nope, Omega and the Alpha.
In my head, for a long time, it was Alpha Ruby and Omega Sapphire.
Yeah.
And that's not right. It's O-R-A-S.
No. And, of course, if you don't know who we are, hello, everyone. I'm Matt Marrero. Wow. Just turn off. Doesn't matter. Just go away.
Hello. I am the Great Khali.
Pretty much.
This is what
I sound like when
I'm not actually wrestling for WWE.
That sounds about right. I am your host, Matt Marrero, and we have our other host here, who's also... The Great Khali. So, all right. So, Matt and Khali, like, that's a nice name. Has a nice ring to it. So anyway, today we're doing Pokemon rumors. Why?
Right.
Because we can. Because, you know, things, the first time we did the Pokemon rumors, it was really like everything just kind of sprung up on us. And we took a long while, to really see a lot of things that you might know about, but also you might not know about. Because, you know, a lot of this news is brand new, but some of it we're going to cover is just, you know, a few things that, you know, we obviously weren't able to cover because we didn't do shows every week for this. Because, you know, a lot of the news is very minimal. Like, it's some good stuff where it's just, oh, look at this person's new Mega, you know, Pokemon's new Mega Evolution. But, and they're great, you know, cool stuff. But nothing as big as, you know, Super Secret Bases, which we didn't mention last time.
I laughed, by the way, because of the fact that you said this person's new Mega Evolution, and I was like, holy shit, the trainer's Mega Evolving. That's the new surprise of this remake. The trainer's actually Mega Evolved.
How cool would that be?
That would be incredibly Nightmare Fuelish, actually.
Yes, completely. Just imagine just some kind of, you know what, fine, I'm going to pump myself with this. It's like, I don't think you should be.
Did you ever watch Digimon Season 3?
Yes.
Do you remember when they had Bioemerge Digivolutions and they fused
that was
the humans
wonderful.
With their Digimon?
That
See,
was
in
wonderful.
My head, that's what I thought. Because when Mega Evolutions came out last generation, or rather this one, since we're still in Gen 6, they came out, people were saying, oh, Mega Evolutions, this kind of overkill thing, was a big, like, Digimon kind of reference or illusion, you know?
Right.
So I figure they might as well not half-ass it, go all the way. Let's just do fucking Mega Trainer Evolutions and Bioemerge the trainers with their main Pokemon.
I was thinking of Digimon Frontier, which is Season 4, where I was thinking they inject themselves with Venom in a way, like Bane Venom, you know, referring to the Batman series, and just immediately becoming the Pokemon. Like,
the
or
good
just
thing
a
is
huge
in Pokemon
giant.
Is that if you're a huge trainer, it has nothing to do with your skill in battle. Which is
not
a rather, you know, we've got guys from Gen 4 who, Crasher Wake, I believe, is fucking humongous. And so is Wolfric. I don't know his name. The ice gym leader.
Right.
No,
that's
his Candace. Name. Okay, Candace is ice. What is he?
That's her name. The ice gym leader.
I get confused.
It'll have
Gen
4
is not my Gen 4 is not my perfect sense, you know.
No, I understand. But jumping back to right now, right? Super secret bases. Explain what those are, because those are really freaking cool.
I thought we didn't touch on this last time, you're sure? Because
no.
This actually surprised me, because I was freaking out when this happened.
Because we just started.
Right, the big update here with the secret bases that is driving everybody crazy is that, well, first off, secret bases, which were a big favorite thing from Generation 3, are returning, of course. And what's so special about them is you can essentially turn your secret base, with more customization now, by the way, than you had before, into your own mini gym.
Pokemon gym.
Yeah, you could, in the earlier gen, you could actually set yourself to be there, and when you would mix records with somebody, your secret base would show up in their game. And then you could go battle them with the team that they basically had at the time at a preset level. So it was a cool concept, but now they're allowing you to actually set battle rules. And considering the fact that you can customize a little more, you can literally create a gym. And if I'm not mistaken, they're actually advertising Super Secret Bases as such.
Yes. It's very interesting because, I mean, the idea of just being able to expand on – because that's what I really like about some of these remakes, where I haven't played all of them, but from what I've heard and from what I've seen, it's wonderful that, you know, they were able to take some of the original ideas and just say, okay, you know, this is what we did first. How can we just expand it? How can we make it larger than, you know, what we've already done in a way that will be extremely entertaining and possibly, you know, crack-like, just really addictive, right? And you look at this. You look at, you know, this whole thing. And when you said the name to me over the phone, as we were just talking about it in general, I kind of chuckled. You know, it's like, what is better than a secret base? Super secret base. But then you hear about it, and you think, wait, is this real? You know, this wasn't released on April Fool's? There's nope, real.
Yeah, no, they seem – and the cool thing about it is that in Gen 3, again, I keep having references, but when you had to do connections, the best thing you had if you didn't have the link cable was a wireless adapter, where now we've progressed to the point where the 3DSs can connect wirelessly over Wi-Fi locally, and what that is important – or why that's important, rather, is because of the fact that your connectivity is at the all-time high. So being able to access your friend's secret bases is now easier than ever. Because not everyone had a link cable or wireless adapter. And so now pretty much everyone has the connectivity on their device, and you can all just make your own little gyms. And that's going to be fun amongst each other, just even with your own customization. I mean, the Secret Base has had enough customization that most people liked them or were amused by them in Gen 3. I mean, now with everything that's come out, not only do they look graphically impressive, but there's going to be more customizable items, more access to things. You have more freedom to actually make it a gym, and the fact that you can set battle rules and things like that really just sounds fun, flat out fun.
I have a huge question for you, and I believe it's something you could answer, because so if many of you don't know, which I believe many people do know at this point, Pokemon hacking is a huge thing, right? Mostly with the earlier gens, you know, of course Gen 1, 2, 3, even up to 4, right? And obviously I've heard that X and Y are very hard to crack. You know, they've been cracked in a way where a while ago there were the mega stones for Latios and Latias going around.
Correct.
Right? But other than that, right, we have not seen an influx of, so here are our Pokemon X hacks, right, because that doesn't really happen. Do you think with this game, the likelihood of getting hacks increased, not only because there are now two games with 3D models in them, right? Two separate, you know, regions now. And also the simple fact that, of course, as time goes on, you know, it gets a bit easier to find out, you know, the information and all that stuff where, you know, when, like, PS2 first came out, it'd be like, oh, God, PS2s? Ooh. And then all of a sudden, after a while, I mean, you can mod a PS2. Not saying you should, but you could for legal game backing up. Look that up. You can back up your games legally. Modding your PS2s via USB, you know, via flash cards, your flash drives, into your PS2. You know, it's become really easy, right? So the idea is, will this make it easier, let's say, the idea of, oh, look, I can customize super secret bases now. I want to do so much more, and now there's more of a reference point with the earlier game being X and Y. Do you think that hacking will increase?
No, I don't. And I'll say that because of the fact that X and Y still haven't been completely hacked up to this point.
Right.
And I think that's an incredible thing because when you look at the community and how quickly people move on things. Now, what used to help the casual community, which would include me, is
right.
cheating devices, if necessary. Things like action replays and game sharks, which
right,
you could
of course,
use
as,
to, you know, for your game. For a
which
matter
I've used
of,
as well.
Yeah, you could use those if necessary. And things like Pokesav, which were available online, that's a whole other realm of things, creating Pokemon.
Right.
But those were available, and it took advantage of things like the GTS and such. Now, with the new checks in the Pokebank, which you have to use to upload any Pokemon from Gen 5 to Gen 6, and use to basically cloud store your Pokemon, it helped put in some things in place to stop hacking from previous gens. As for this one, because it's on the 3DS, the 3DS cartridge was a lot harder to break down just based on the coding. So,
right.
in fact, the cheating device out for 3DS is called a PowerSave 3DS, and even that is limited in what it can do. And even such, what it does is the Game Shark or the Action Replay would come with the codes already on it, and you could basically just plug and play, where you put in your game
right.
and it's like, okay, infinite rare candies and such like that. Mm-hmm. And that kind of stuff is basic. But it also allow you to do things like edit IVs and EVs, effort values and individual values, things that people need to use for competitive battling. And that's what the real benefit was, because you could actually make a legal hacked Pokemon, and hacked meaning like you obtained it illegitimately, but it's perfectly tournament legal. So that also lets you use Pokesap. People were disappointed with that. The devices that are available for the 3DS are actually not able to do that right now. The worst they can do is trigger illegitimate events. Like, for example, a power save you can use to get Deoncé, an unreleased Pokemon to this point, which will be coming out next month, by the way. Random fact, for anyone listening who is listening to us in the U.S., which I believe is all of our listeners, GameStop is holding two events next month, one for a shiny Gengar. You should go get that earlier in the month. And later in the month, which runs into mid-November, you can get a Deoncé. And if you take that same Deoncé and place it into your Omega Ruby or Alpha Sapphire game, you're going
right.
to get the Deoncé-ite, which will allow it to Mega Evolve into Deoncé. This has been confirmed as far as I know. But
that is nice.
Yes, so you can
right.
trigger illegitimate events on the cheating device, but you still can't do things like edit natures, IVs, and EVs. And
my question is this. When I said hack, I should have been a lot more clear, though I do like this train of thought because, of course, this helps you. This is relating to your topic, which involves, you know, things like, you know, battling for tournaments and things like that, something that you
right.
Really enjoy doing, battling others and, you know, competitive battles and things like that. I was referring to it via the old, you know, making stories on the computer and, you know, playing 3DS games on the computer. Is there even a 3DS emulator out as of yet?
Not a particularly successful one.
Very interesting.
There are DS emulators. And I do believe there are 3DS emulators out there, but they're
right.
not particularly effective.
Right, as compared
to
many of the DS ones. I mean, DS ones have gotten to the point where you could use, you know, play DS games on Android phones. You know,
correct,
so it's
DS
that,
emulators
that's where,
are available, yeah. We're, you know, even
yeah.
for, because new smartphones have pretty good, you know, just available, they're strong. They can run these things.
Right,
so,
of course.
But in terms of the hacking of the 3DS, I mean, I don't think we'll get to that point yet. We will get there, and then it'll be embarrassing to look back at where we are now. But no,
right.
and I think part of the Pokemon thing, what it did is it kind of forced people to go back to the root of the game in terms of earning their tournament-trained Pokemon legitimately.
Which is wonderful.
And, yeah, the thing about that even though that's obviously good in itself, is that, you know, X and Y offered the casual player alternatives to EV training and made it easier to breed for IVs. Therefore, effectively saying, like, yeah, we're going to make you go back to scratch here, but we're also going to make it a lot easier for you to attain the Pokemon that you so much wanted beforehand. So if that was the reason that you turned away from before and went to cheating, you shouldn't do that now. You should do it legitimately, feel good about it, because you still are doing it on your own.
Right.
And that way everyone's happy.
Right. It's very interesting how I think the people that complained about it more that I know personally that said, oh, they made it so much easier to, you know, to level up and things like that, didn't cheat beforehand. Right? So to them, they just felt as if it wasn't hard work. You know, whereas if it was too easy, which is very interesting because now hearing that from your perspective, that's a very interesting way to look at it because I never looked, you know, was able to look at it from the other side because I don't battle competitively.
Yeah, so let me, like, you know, for example, let's just go back to, like, let's say Gen 4, which is when I enter the metagame of competitive battling, right?
Right.
If you want an EV train, you have to sit there, and let's say, I'm just giving an example right now. Let's just say you have a Dratini, you know, eventually a Dragonite that you want to train, right?
Right.
Now, IVs, you can't check them. You can only estimate them. That's one thing. Because there's a guy in the game who will tell you if your IVs are at max, but otherwise, he'll just tell you if they're in a certain range. So those were always an estimate. So that's one thing. And with EVs, the effort values that you train on your own, the problem is that you had no way of actually tangibly keeping track of them unless you kept a tally on your own. So you could potentially screw up along the way and lose count or something like that because it's a very mind-numbing thing to kill, like, the same Pokemon 20 times in a row. It's kind of annoying, to be frank with you, you know?
Right.
So you move ahead to, and also let's say you needed, like, speed. You could kill something even if it had two speed EVs. But ideally, if you're trying to max out speed, you need 252 speed EVs. So even the vitamins that start you at 100, you're still going to have to kill, like, 50. Or something of that nature. Kind of sucked. So what do they do in Gen 6? They added something called Super Training, which is a complete alternative minigame that allows you to EV train. And secondly, they added Horde Battles, which may seem fun for the whole, ooh, one-on-five aspect, but for EV training, they're actually much more efficient because you sit there and you think, wow, you can use, let's say, Surf, which is an area encompassing.
Right,
so
of
course. We'll attack all of them. Surf will kill all five of them at once. You will receive EVs for all of them at once. If you have an item that boosts EVs, you'll receive the boost for each one of those Pokemon that you killed. Effectively, EV training a Pokemon to max can take you 10 minutes if you're lucky, compared to hours that it used to. And it is incredible.
I'm very upset because I heard everything you said. I couldn't comprehend all of it because obviously, you know, I don't do this a lot. But all I kept on hearing in my head was, you're getting more and more EVs to evolve. Use your Leaf Stones and your Fire Stones and your to evolve the millions of EVs that you're getting.
Well, you did get a new EV evolution this generation, and it's just becoming somewhat popular because it's a fairy.
Yes, yes. Also, apparently, you know, Primal Kyogre, right, got a new move, right, which is interesting because you look up Kyogre's new move and you realize that it's called Origin Wave, which is interesting to me.
I think it's called Origin Pulse, if I remember correctly, in the trailer. Primal Kyogre and Primal Groudon were basically, quote-unquote, released with the trailer that came out throughout the week. And so the trailer specifies two things. One, each of them got a new move, Precipice Blades for Groudon and Origin Pulse, I believe, for Kyogre. I think Maddie's listening in, so if you can fact check for me, that would be perfect.
If you are. Hi, Maddie.
Yeah, so I think it's Origin Pulse and Precipice Blades. And the moves are not so significant, although they are cool, because, you know, signature moves are always a little thing where we sit there and it's like, hey, everyone's got a signature move, right? That's cool.
Right.
And I don't believe they had one to this point, Groudon and Kyogre. They were just regular Pokemon. I mean, they were legendaries, but they didn't have a signature move. And signature moves are special for us, man. But what was really more significant and will have an effect on the competitive battling scene, the Uber scene, is their abilities. So both of them have, I think it's Primordial Sea and God help me if I could name Groudons off the top of my head. But
it was God help me.
Yeah, it's something of that nature, because what they do is induce heavy rain and heavy sunlight. So, in Gen 3, abilities were first introduced. And Groudon and Kyogre were special because what they did, when you entered Groudon into a battle, it would induce sunlight. And normally, the only way you could get a weather effect in at the time was to use a weather-inducing move, like Sunny Day. But that would only last 5 turns. If you threw in Groudon and nobody else altered the weather, the entire battle would have the sunlight weather. Kyogre had the same effect with Drizzle.
Right.
So when you have that now, the permanent weather was a big thing, and this actually banned them to the Ubers tier. Besides the fact that they're incredibly strong, they were banned to the Ubers tier in competitive battling. Now that Gen 6 has hit, permanent weather isn't a thing anymore, where even if you have a Pokemon that comes in, like Groudon or Kyogre, when it uses sunlight or, for you know, Kyogre brings the rain, it only lasts for 5 turns. So we've lost the whole concept of permanent weather. And Desolate Land is Groudon. Thank you, Maddie. Desolate Land for Groudon, Primordial Sea. Sound really cool. So we've got those now. So now we don't have permanent weather in battle. And weather's important, Matt, which I realize I should explain to you, because not only can some weather damage, rain and sun don't damage, but like sandstorm and hail, they can actually damage you, which is,
of course,
you know, you've dealt with. So.
Which is a huge issue if they don't go away.
Right, and with rain and sunlight, what's significant about them is that they boost fire moves. Well, you know, sunlight boosts fire moves by 50%, rain boosts fire moves by 50%.
And they also decrease. Yeah.
Right. So that was important before, and Groudon being ground type alone beforehand was one of the top Pokemon in Ubers, because for a while it brought in permanent sunlight, this guy was immune to electric, he was just very powerful.
Yeah.
And
so
pretty overpowered. Now, with the removal of permanent weather, things changed up a bit, because weather teams lost a bit of headway, because before, when you could plan your whole team about it, because you had a user that you could drop in and he could change the weather or she could change the weather, it doesn't work that way anymore. Now, with these abilities, we have some, you know, most people, I should clarify, don't play Ubers. Most people play Overused, which is the tier right under and down. That's where I play for the most part, too. But Ubers is going to have to, like, there's consideration that they are going to have to ban Groudon from usage in all official Pokemon battles, even competitive ones. Because his new ability, Desolate Land, not only does it bring in the heavy sunlight, what heavy sunlight does is it actually nullifies all water attacks.
That's hilarious.
And Primordial Sea nullifies all fire attacks. Now,
I find that funny.
Yeah, it's really...
And the reason why I find that funny is because I want both Pokemon to be staring across each other, like on a field, and just you know, and just having the sunlight, you know, Groudon saying, "Hey, Kyogre, come over here," and Kyogre's like, "No, it's okay. You should come over here though," and just have a giant stare down.
It reminds me of the little comic though, when they reference the fact that in Emerald there's a stare down, and Groudon's just on a piece of land, and Kyogre's surrounded by water. And Kyogre's like, "Are you sure you want to do this?" And Groudon's like, "Yeah." And Rayquaza's like, "Are you sure you want to do this, bro?" And he's like, "Shut the fuck up, lizard!" But, by the way, Rayquaza still has the effect of being able airlock, which nullifies all weather effects. I don't know how that's going to work with these abilities. Why? Because the secondary effect of Primordial Sea and Desolate Land is that you cannot alter the weather while they're in effect.
Yeah. Also, another cool thing about Rayquaza is apparently in this game he holds a secret to Mega Evolution, which we don't know what the hell that means. But
no, none of us do yet, but we're all excited about it because Rayquaza has always just been one of the legendaries. Now, Rayquaza also has been banished to Ubers because he has an incredible move pool in terms of what he can use and great, great, great base stats. So he's always been banished to Ubers. So he's been a great Pokemon, and we've all kind of just liked him, though. But it's important because not only does he have a secret to Mega Evolution, one, we have a character in-game in Steven Stone whose career involved him researching stones, and it's the most obvious plot tie-in possible. And secondly, there is supposedly a demo that's going to be released that gives out a Mega Stone to those who play. And it has something
to
do with this,
which means
holding the secret.
I will be getting the demo.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a free demo. So it's like, heck yeah. Oh, and speaking of, by the way, at one point, though, you will not have the free demo anymore. At one point, you will have to buy the game. If you have not pre-ordered the game yet, you can actually pre-order the game through us, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com. You go on our website, you go into merchandise, you scroll down to video games, and you'll see it there. You'll see both Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and you can pre-order one or the other through Amazon. Make sure if you want to get both to click on Ruby, which will open a new tab, and go back to click on Sapphire, which will also open a new tab. But remember that, yes, they will be in your same shopping cart. Like, the shopping cart will not be reset when the tabs are made.
And why does Matt seem like he's being pedantic about this? Well, quite frankly, it helps us out if you buy things through our website.
Right.
It doesn't get any simpler than that. If you're going to go ahead and buy something, we would really appreciate it if you go ahead and take a look on our website and see if we have a link to it, because that way you help us out, we help you out, we're all good.
Exactly.
Yeah, so at some point you will have to pre-order the game if you really are interested in it. And the good thing is the demo does connect to the game somehow. We don't know how, because we don't know the whole object of the demo yet. What we've heard is that you're going to get the ability to choose from actually the secondary level of each starter, which is Combusken, Marsh, Tomp, or Grovyle, and you'll play from there. And at the end of the demo, the climax, you will receive a Megastone, which you can transfer over to your game once you get it.
In theory, and this is obviously just a theory, but in theory, this could be a small separate story in itself. This is just us theories.
I mean, I have absolutely no idea what in God's name it's going to be.
No,
but
from making it sound like you can get a Megastone, from saying you're going to start from there, you know, it's a very interesting way to start, because usually when you look back at all of the demo versions, not necessarily the ones that we've been able to play, because we haven't, but the demo versions that were released at certain game fairs, you'll notice little key changes, but they'll usually start off in the room. Like, I remember just specifically for Hoenn, when they had their demo version, I believe they started out in the room and then, you know, of your main character. And then they, I think, also showed, like, a version of a Pokemon or a version of the flower shop that was a bit off, you know, compared to what we have in the finalized version of, you know, Ruby, Sapphire, and whatever, and Emerald. But the thing is that it's just, you know, now that you say that, where it's like, oh, you get something, you start off in the middle, or at least, you know, the middle of someone's, you know, whatever. It was just of a Pokemon's evolution chain. It was just very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. No, it's definitely possible. I mean, and, you know, speaking of starting out in evolution trains, we got some new Mega Evolutions in recent weeks. One of them that makes me very, 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 very fucking happy, and that would be Mega Gallade, because Gallade is a Pokemon I've constantly tried to use, and I'm very excited to think about using him. But not only did we get Mega Gallade in recent weeks, but we got Mega Sharpedo and Mega Camerupt. And you might be sitting there, if you haven't picked up on it yet, and think, why the fuck are we getting Mega Sharpedo and Mega Camerupt? That's because Mega Sharpedo and Mega Camerupt allow Archie and Maxie to have a Mega Pokemon when they battle you in their respective game storylines.
Which is nice.
Yeah, because you know what? They need a Mega Pokemon. If you're going to have a Mega Pokemon, they need a Mega Pokemon. And Sharpedo and Camerupt being kind of signature Pokemons of the Team Aqua and Team Magma lines, respectively. It should
are
be
also cool as well.
Yeah, it should be awesome. I mean, Mega Gallade is probably just complete fan service for people like me, and
right.
I am completely happy with that, because he looks like a fucking superhero with his cape, and that makes me very happy. Some
yes,
people have also mentioned the fact that his arm looks like a little bit of a dual disc, and I'm not willing to accept that yet. Shut up, I love him. But
I've heard that. But he would be the king of games, though. So,
he would be
happy there. He would be someone that Yugi would have battled in Battle City. Like, his hair reminds me of Esperoba a bit. You know,
Esperoba
I feel like,
is not the character that I don't think. Gallade
actually,
can't be Esperoba.
Actually, wait, they're both psychic, aren't they? Or am I thinking of the wrong character?
No, yes, Esperoba is the psychic who lost to Joey.
Yes. Yeah.
But Espo was a fake psychic.
This one's a real psychic coming to kick Espa's ass.
He's also fighting, which is, you know, that's his thing. Oh, one of the things I didn't mention, by the way, Origin form Groudon is going to be ground fire, which is a nice little thing, because we've all kind of criticized the fact that he should have been fire since Kyogre was water.
Right, of course.
They
which
gave
is
him
good.
Ground because they sat there and they thought, hey, you know what, this is a guy who is kind of controlling the land here. I guess we should make him ground, which isn't, like,
yes.
nutty in thought. I just...
Yeah, you know, I mean, the situation... And also, my question to you is, making him ground and fire, does that not mean that he is now doubly, you know, negative
weak to water?
Yes.
Yeah, which is probably why they didn't want to do it in the first place. But
okay.
He's still immune to electricity, and he still has his ridiculously overpowered ability, which...
Right, of course.
No, I mean, there have been jokes about this, Matt, but I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a legitimate chance that the Pokemon gaming community is going to sit together and ban Mega Groudon from competitive uses. And mind you, this is important because literally nothing has been banned from Ubers.
Of course.
There is not a single Arceus, which is the god of all Pokemon, and has the incredible base spread stat of 720 combined. Best out of everything.
So that's going to make some great art, basically, where it's just, you know, it's just, you're going to see Arceus go, you know what, shut up, Groudon. Just Groudon going, I win.
Because it just doesn't, I mean, and this is coming off, and the tiers are fun anyway. I mean, we heard recently, I don't know if you did, but a Pachirisu helped a team in doubles dominate the Masters Championship, and this person went on to win using this Pachirisu. And this was only doubly entertaining, not only because of the fact, I mean, fucking Pachirisu, but the fact that many people came out of the woodworks putting together the whole quotes from Pokemon onto this. One of my favorite ones, I believe it's from Karen of the Elite Four, where she says, strong Pokemon, weak Pokemon, that is the perception of men. A real trainer should try to win with their favorites.
Exactly.
And it just makes me laugh because, my God, a Pachirisu. But
yes. Also, by the way, anyone listening in that wants to call and talk about their own rumors, now that we've gotten to the halfway point, please do.
Hello.
You know, the number is 718-664-9468. Again, the number being 718-664-9468. Just wanted to make sure that we got through most of our stuff before, you know, we have people calling in the droves.
Yeah, on all seriousness, I mean, this is something you haven't heard us mention. I mean, I worship Pokemon, I also go to college, and I'm unfortunately kind of sick. So if you have heard something that I haven't heard or Matt hasn't mentioned either, call in and let us know. We'll gladly talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
And that being said, I mean, that's most of the recent rumors. I mean, if you've heard anything else, you got to throw it my way.
I haven't really heard anything else, but I think it's just, I think this whole, you know, situation is very interesting because, of course, we always have, you know, a remake when we get to the newer generation, but I feel like this is, you know, I don't want to say it's going to be obviously better than Fire Red because I love Fire Red or, you know, HeartGold and SoulSilver, but it has the opportunity of being a lot more expansive, you know, especially with all the secrets that Nintendo has. There's still, and I know we mentioned this last show, so we have to follow up on it. There's still no, what's it called? There's still no update on people. There was the rumor going around for X and Y about people saying, oh, yeah, it's had its own region, you know, because of how incomplete it feels and all of the data in there. Has there been any updates on that?
No, in fact, most of the stuff that we talked about on the last show, the little, you know, unsolved mystery of X and Y, including the power plant that was still locked. The random ghost girl who floats through the screen stops the music and says, no, you're not the one, which still gives me chills to think about.
Right.
And a few other things, such as, you know, people unlocking legendaries, Hoopa, Volcanion, and Deoncé. Deoncé, of course, being released to us because of the fact that it's going to be in a movie, and, hey, game event, we'll take it. But, you know, Hoopa and Volcanion still haven't been released, although they have been confirmed to be in the game data. Mega Latios and Mega Latias confirmed the Mega Stones are in the game data, and in fact, if you attach those items, I can tell you from experience, to those Pokemon, they will Mega Evolve and get the appropriate stat change.
Right.
So, you know, you sit there and you wonder, what else are they holding back? I mean, for me, I'm still expecting Mega Latios or Mega Latias to be out really soon because of the fact that, I mean, if they just put them in the new games, that's perfectly fine. But the fact that they coded them into X and Y really makes me wonder. I mean, did they just code it in there as a default? So if, for some reason, someone trades backwards or is able to trade between this game and X and Y, that, you know, the game doesn't break down if you use the Megastone? Or did they have plans to release them?
That's the thing, yeah. I'm wondering if they've put a lot in there that, you know, while it hasn't been cracked yet, it might not want to be cracked yet, where they may have a lot in there that maybe they're just waiting for, you know, this game to come out, and then it'll be, you know, download the new free update for X and Y so you can link up to Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and then things just become unlocked.
Yeah.
Is very Nintendo, because I'm not saying that we're going to have a whole new region, even though, or a little mini region, even though that is my dream. But I do feel like it would be very, or at least a new area, but it would be very interesting if now, because you've traded, they do the whole aspect which they did a while ago. Like, I'm talking about, let me see, last year? Well, for me, it feels a while ago, where you would have, let's say, you'd be playing Pokemon Diamond, right, with Gen 4, and you have Ruby or Sapphire or Fire Red or Leaf Green in there, right? And depending on where you go with these cartridges in there, different Pokemon will appear.
Yeah, they put in stuff like that before. And what Matt's referring to, by the way, that if you don't know about, there is a hiker in the game that if you talk to him at numerous little hotels, he will eventually give you an item.
In X and Y.
Yeah, in X and Y. He'll give you an item called the Strange Souvenir. And it is noted in the description of the Strange Souvenir that it seems to be from a foreign land. And when the traveler speaks to you after you talk to him a few times, he's talking about the region where he's from and compliments it. And he mentions to you explicitly that he is not from Kanto, Johto, Hoenn, Sinnoh, Unova, or even the region we're in for Gen 6.
Right. Which,
Kalos.
You know, yeah, which does make you think, you know, I mean, Nintendo loves messing with us. So I do feel like the Locked Power Plant is a way to mess with us, because back in Fire Red, I remember we mentioned this last show, but if you don't know this, back in Fire Red, there was a room that you could never get through. And apparently, if you did get through it by walking through cheats, it was just a blank room that was just left there as empty data. It may have been something else, I believe, in Japan, but in the American version, it's just empty data. Okay.
Yeah, it was something else in Japan, and it's fun because you can think about this stuff, and if you want to be literal, there was another region that he did not mention, and that's where the Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness games took place. The GameCube games. So, I mean, if you want to be literal, yes, the hiker could be from there, and we could all just be sitting there like, ah, okay, fine. And he's from Ore, and that's fine, you know? But it's still something that made us all think. And then, we know that there's unreleased Pokemon. We know that there's areas. There's a lot of free data on the game, which is true. So, it just makes me wonder, because when Soul Silver and Heart Gold came out, you were able to trade between Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum within that gen, you know?
Right.
So, and of course, the Pokedex is updated up to that much. So I can't imagine why you wouldn't be able to trade between X and Y and, you know, let's say Omega Ruby or Alpha Sapphire.
Right.
But what I want to know is what they're going to take advantage of with that. Because, actually, I think when HeartGold and SoulSilver came out, and I'm not completely sure about this because I know that my memory doesn't serve me very well, but you were able to get one of the three legendary dogs, if not all of them, Entei, Raikou, and Suicune, in your HeartGold or SoulSilver. And if you transferred them to Black or White, it triggered a Zorua event and a Zoroark event.
That's very interesting, and
I
really enjoy that.
I believe that's how it went down, and I'm not completely sure about that. There may have also been a Celebi event somewhere within there.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie, I know you are listening, so I don't know if you can help me out before I embarrass myself.
Well, I'll say this much. It sounds like it could be fairly accurate. You might be thinking of the wrong event, but in locking any event that way does sound very accurate because, I mean, you go back even to Fire Red and Leaf Green, right? And the second, you know, you get a certain amount of Pokemon, I believe it was the National Dex, there we go, Suicune, like whatever Pokemon you chose, that polar opposites legendary dog type is unlocked for you just roaming the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
That happens. I believe it was, in Ruby and Sapphire? No, I'm sorry, Ruby, Emerald, and Sapphire, where when you get all the Pokemon in the game, even National Dex, right, you are rewarded with a Pokemon from Gen 2, like one of the starters from Gen 2.
Yep, that's
correct?
Emerald. That's Emerald.
Oh, it's just Emerald. Thank you.
Yeah, if you finish your regional decks right there in Hoenn, help out with your national decks, they'll allow you to pick one of the starters from Gen 2.
Oh, thank you. That's what it is. Thank you so much. So, yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, again, Nintendo loves to reward you for either hard work or for ingenuity. And even if it's just something as simple as trade Pokemon over here, you know, the idea of, in Gen 4, the idea of, look at this, looks like a Regirock, that's funny. Let me put all the let me get all the Regirocks in my game. Oh, it's still not moving. What, do I got to put them in my party? Oh my god, it's moving!
Yeah, arguably the puzzles for the Regis were some of the hardest ones, because you needed, if I remember correctly, Hoenn had these fucking tricks where you had to get, like, a Wailord and a Relicanth, and you needed the Wailord first in your party and the Relicanth sixth, and then if you pressed Fly in the middle of, like, you know, it was some crazy shit to get to the Regis.
I think the scariest one, though, is the Shedinja one. That's downright frightening.
I mean, Shedinja, I thought, was one of the most creative creations of Gen 3. I mean, you know, evolving into a Ninjas would give you Shedinja, which was the dead husk, or the lifeless husk, rather.
Right. Which is just, and it only will work if you have room in your party. So if you're beginning your game, and you're sitting there as a brand new trainer, possibly a brand new, you know, like a very young child, brand new to this world, you know, just, oh yes, I have hopes and dreams, and you have an open, you know, place in your party, and you have all those Pokemon, and you're like, oh, what's this? Oh, that looks weird. Let me look at it in Pokedex. It's dead. Your dreams are ruined, small child.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely one of the more, I mean, not to say, believe me, we could do a show about
the Lavender Town and all this stuff.
You know, the most fucked up Pokedex entries, by the way. Shedinja, I believe, if you stare into the hole in this husk, it will steal your soul.
Right.
That's canon. But, you know, and of course, some sprites, of course, freak me out. This is something I've mentioned to you on numerous occasions. The Mew sprite from Red and Blue is still of my
nightmares. We're going to talk about that more when we do a Pokemon Yellow podcast in the near future. Yes.
But, you know, so Maddie's telling me now you have to talk to a character in Black and White with the Celebi to get the Pokemon, get the Zorua into your party. Because it was a human, if I remember correctly, it was a human being. Azora was describing itself as a human being. And then you were able to go to a part of the forest that you thought was a legendary dog, but it was Zorark. But either way, I think that's what I'm thinking of Celebi, because I believe the Celebi was given to you in one of the earlier games or something of that nature.
Of course.
There was some connection with the earlier games, I believe. But, yeah, I mean, I live for these kind of events and the fun things. And it really makes me wonder what they'll do with Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, because you look at Emerald, which was arguably for a long time, and perhaps might still be, my favorite game after Silver and Soul Silver, because I thought Emerald was incredible, all-encompassing, you know, and I liked Black and White and Black 2, White 2. I did like a lot of them, but it was really hard for them to compete with Emerald for me, because Gen 3 provided, I thought, really, really impressive music, which I think they'll follow up on, and the Battle Frontier, which is something that I thought was ingenious at the time, was very, very entertaining. Because it emulated the whole thing in Gen 2, where it's like, oh, you finished the first 8 gyms? Let's go to another 8 gyms. Let's go to the original ones. That's cool. The Battle Frontier was another 7 or 8, which you had to do. And they were all creative tasks, which were cool. So you look at now the remakes. The Battle Frontier is going to be back, which is great. And how do you handle that? You know, you're already handling secret bases excellently. What are you going to do about the Battle Frontier? Are you going to bring back the exact same ones and just make them harder? Because I don't think people would complain. You know, that's one thing.
Mm.
And also, what do you do about the easily things that people use to Game Shark hack? I mean, we joke a lot about the fact that Mew is from Guyana, of course, you know, sharing a home with me. And Faraway Island was accessible in Emerald, most likely through a glitch or a GameShark code or something like that. You know, you basically couldn't get it legitimately.
Unless, of course, did they have events, like, where they would give it to
I
you legitimately?
I believe the event was in Japan, or if it was given out over here, the old C map, which you had to use, was not really mainly available. And you also have Pokemon, this is Gen 3 that also not only gave us access to Mew and Emerald, but it also gave you access to Deoxys and Jirachi.
Yeah, a lot of Pokemon that, you know, basically even in Fire Red and Leaf Green, you could, and guess what, everyone, here's a shocker, you could actually catch a Lugia and a Ho-Oh, and also a Deoxys in Fire Red and in Leaf Green. Different kinds of Deoxys in
They're
Fire
in
Red
Emerald
and Leaf
too,
Green.
By the way.
And an Emerald, thank you.
Lugia and Ho-Oh were in Emerald too. Another one! But yes.
Yeah, no, and you sit there and you're like, wait, Mappa, how did I not know about this? I believe the only way you could have gotten them at the time was through the e-reader, God, what's going on with me today? God, e-reader, God. But sadly, of course, if you didn't get that at the time, God, because you were 12 or something, like us, you know, or just a bit younger, you didn't think about that. So you're just like, you know, you might have heard about the e-reader, they gave you a card, but you're like, so I'll play the game now. And then you really missed out on a lot. So Satish, actually bought an Action Replay fairly recently. Don't judge me. For the Game Boy Advance, just so that I was able to unlock, you know, Warp 2, because apparently it's very hard to put items into your party, so I was able to warp to the actual spot, you know, Naval Rock, where I'm able to go in and catch Lugia and Ho-Oh. Now I can trade them all the way up, and I will have a Lugia and Ho-Oh, possibly to spare, knowing the fact that there's Leaf Green, there's Emerald.
Yeah, I mean, it's these events. I mean, what are, as Maddie texts me and says, Napoleon Dynamite, huh? But,
yep.
You know,
yep.
That being a thing now.
That's another shirt.
It really makes me wonder, Deoxys and Jirachi were very well received by the Pokemon community, and in fact are very loved. So, now that we know that it's not particularly easy, I mean, yes, if hardships come to hardships, I have Pokemon that I can transfer over from X and Y because I've completed the full Pokedex, my Deoxys and my Jirachi, into the game, so I won't really complain, you know? But I want to know what they're going to do about this. I mean, they're definitely going to have to code in Faraway Island, the imitation Naval Rock where you can get Lugia and Ho-Oh.
Yeah.
And so we've got Kyogre and Groudon. I mean, there was a lot of stuff to get in Emerald, to be honest with you. And if I remember correctly, you could also get the one of the original, if not all three, of the original birds.
I don't believe that's accurate, but I'm not sure. I mean, then again, it could be an Emerald exclusive thing, but I don't remember Ruby and Sapphire having those.
No, Emerald had a lot of stuff that was exclusive to Emerald.
Yes, so that could be accurate for Emerald. Another thing I would like to mention is just that, you know, there's a chance, it's weird, because in my head I want to say, oh no, but there's a chance that they might think, oh, you can get some of these in, you know, in X and Y. But at the same time, they could also try and think, but you know, slapping whoever said that and go, but what about any new players who might not have X and Y? You know, because of course they can't start making their games thinking, well, if they bought this one, then we don't have to put that in here. So there's a lot of opportunities of getting certain legendaries in this game. Because, of course, you know, for everyone playing, it's supposed to be a new adventure.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, of course, there's different Pokemon in different regions, but it's the simple fact that they had them in the first, you know, version of it. So, for this version, they can still have them in there. But, of course, it becomes, what are they going to do with it? Where, you know, will they have Japan-only things again, where we just have to sit there and wait and go, please, guys, I mean, you know, it's just the code. I'll pay you money. $5 for a Mew, something.
Yeah. By the way, I got to be honest with you. I do think I'm misremembering on the original birds thing. I do not think that was there. I should probably make that
Thank
clear.
You.
I do
Thank
know
you.
That it was. I'm thinking back and I'm trying my best here. I know Mew. I know Deoxys. I know Jirachi. I know Ho-Ho and Lugia were there.
Right.
And, of course, you know, Groudon, Kyogre, Rayquaza, and one of the Latios or Latias Eon pair.
And the Regis.
Yes, of course. Now, that's right. Another thing, by the way. When Gen 3 came out, there was no Regigigas. Is Regigigas going to be accessible in this gen because of the fact that he's now a thing? Because
I think that
sense.
Will be amazing. I think it'll be great if there's now a fourth island, or if they're really, you know, they make some weird kind of situation where, you know, where they have okay, it's been a while, so please help me out here. Rayquaza, right, was accessible.
Sky Pillar.
Sky Pillar. So it appeared only on Foggy Nights, right?
Wrong. Sky Pillar was there. Like, all the fucking
okay.
time.
Okay. Very interesting. For some reason, I imagined it was just, oh, it's getting foggy out. Why did that occur near...
No, Sky Pillar was just, it was, like, level 70, I know, at the top.
Right.
And that was it.
Okay. What matters is, it could be in Sky Pillar. As
Correct.
If trying to, they could have Regigigas and Sky Pillar, trying to say something like, oh, you've gotten to this point in the game, here's all the cool shit that you're going to get that, you know, might not have been, but it could also be another situation of, but did you catch the Regirock, Regice, and, you know, Regigigas?
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, you can't get it. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of cool
situations.
Thinking,
like, there's so much potential here. And to be honest, you know, Nintendo, for the most part with me, is the opposite of WWE, where I expect them to follow through on all these hopes that I have for them.
I expect them to be better.
Maddie just confirmed the fact that, like, all the stuff that I named, like Sans, Articuno, Moltres, or stuff, that's all correct. You can get all of those things and not, you know, but, which is incredible.
In Emerald. In Emerald.
Yes, in Emerald.
That's beautiful.
You can get all of those.
That's beautiful.
And it's nuts, all the shit you could get in Emerald.
Yeah.
And it just makes me really pleased because there was so much for me to love about Emerald.
Were there rumors that Emerald was going to be the final Pokemon game? Just wondering. Just spitball.
I think so because of the move to the new system.
Right.
Where people thought, you know what, Nintendo may not move to the new system in terms of the Nintendo DS at the time.
Yeah.
With Pokemon. And then they came out with Diamond and Pearl, which I didn't like as much, but it was still a genius decision because, one, Pokemon is a fucking cash cow. And two,
in my opinion, it wasn't played out. Like, people try to say now, oh, Pokemon's played out. You can say, well, not played out necessarily, but there's a whole lot of them, you know, where it's really hard to keep track, I think, in my opinion. Like, unless
mm-hmm.
you're, you know, really into Pokemon. But, of course, again, for the kids to just jump on in with the newest system, and it also works very well for them. And, you know, I don't say it's boring. You know, I haven't played some of the newer games, but that doesn't exactly mean that I'm not going to now, after hearing all this information, jump on it immediately, pre-order, you know, Alpha, Sapphire, and Omega Ruby, and then also, right, purchase X before I can, you know, so I can get Gengar. Because I really want that badly.
Yeah. By the way, I've been informed that our links to Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire may not be working right this second. But don't you worry, we'll be getting on that right after the show if there is an error. So thank you for
Matt will be on that immediately.
Yeah. So, but, you know, after the show, please look to pre-order from us because it saves us a lot of trouble and really helps us out. But, yeah, so... It comes down to these games now, and I'm hyped because, like you said, you know, just now I made the joke, like, I think they'll meet my potential, and you're like, no, I think they'll go further than beyond. I mean, there's going to be some stuff in here that I'm going to sit there and go, wow, this is probably amazing. And
yeah,
right now,
because...
I don't know if you saw the full trailer, but graphically, there's a Japanese release trailer, actually, that hasn't been released in English that
yes.
kind of pans, like, it's kind of like a show-off of the scenery and stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It looks amazing, honestly. And, like, think about, do you remember in Emerald when you were in, and this may be wrong, but it might be Mossdeep City or so, with the space tower?
Yes.
Yeah, so they've made the graphics 3D. So actually when you're standing
nice.
On the hill, you're actually seeing the entire space tower in front of you.
That's really beautiful.
You get what I mean? Like, it looks really
yes.
nice. And this is, like, little things that they, of course, are going to do with this new graphics engine. But it's going to really add to the experience. And Emerald, of course, at the time, was revolutionary for, you know, they brought in double battles and that's in that generation. And now we have rotation battles and we have triple battles. And I wouldn't be surprised if they incorporated that not only with a gym or two, because, of course, there's a guaranteed double battle, because the seventh gym, Liza and Tate, is always at least a double battle. But you also will run into things where the Battle Frontier, even if they keep it the same, may require triple battles or rotation battles to proceed. And that's
yeah.
going to be really interesting.
There's, you know, the reason why I mentioned that they will exceed it, because, okay, we talked about WWE, and I'm not saying that WWE does not enjoy their own products, because they do, but I just feel like with something like, you know, this, you know, the Nintendo and everything, I feel like everyone working for Nintendo right now making this game, they just feel as if it's their chance to be extremely creative, you know, that's how I feel, where it really feels as if it's just their time to, you know, to shine. And they're able to say, you know what, I really enjoy doing this. And it's their way of just getting involved and really expanding the universe because, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some people who've played the game. You know, where you look at, let's say, WWE, and of course people have wrestled, but they're not currently wrestling. So, and of course they don't, you know, when you talk about wrestling, you talk about the entire, you know, generation now that has to sit here and be, oh, well, I'm not too sure. No, but in this case, you know, with such a nice remake, you know, there's no way of saying, we don't understand what the fans want. We don't get it. Well, you played the original one, I'm assuming. You know what I mean? You made the original one for some of you. So, of course, you're going to say, all right, this is what fans want. They want to expand this. They want to change this. You know, it's very smart in that regard, where, you know, it's very upsetting that some people might try to write this off as a simple, oh, well, you know, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just a remake. Wrong, completely
mm-hmm.
wrong, you know. You know, even Fire Red back then, it wasn't just a remake, but you didn't know too much about it because, of course, you know, some of the things were hidden from you. In this game, they have the opportunity of just releasing a lot or having a lot of puzzles and things like that can really, you know, get you into it and think, you know what? I mean, I did like Ruby and Sapphire and Emerald, or maybe you didn't, and you're like, well, let me try it now because, I mean, I liked X and Y. So there's a lot that can really draw you into. Also, I would like to mention that our links are working just fine.
There is a chance
that people might be trying to click on the shop now, which is a strange. I mean, if you click on the actual, you know, Pokemon Omega Ruby, the name itself, it pops right into your other tab. And if you click on the shop now, I'm currently seeing what's going on there, just in case there might be an issue with clicking that button. But apparently, you know, but according to Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, those are working just fine if you click on the name. And yes, if you click on shop now, it brings you right to a shopping cart.
You know what we should do one of these days, though? We should do a little video tutorial on how to use those guys' website once we finalize it. I'd love to do that. And just voice over for it. That'll be fun.
We will.
But, you know, so rolling back into the game, I mean, one of the cool things about a remake, too, is the fact that when you look at this game, it was created so many years ago. There were not that many Pokemon back then, of course.
Of course.
Why is that significant? Because now teams for gym leaders in the Elite Four change up.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at a guy like, for example, I love dark Pokemon. They are my favorite type. I think they're incredible.
Hmm.
There is a dark Elite Four leader in Hoenn named Sydney. And I like him immediately because he's a dark trainer. But
right.
That being said, I mean, it's cool because now he's got more Pokemon at his arsenal if they want to make a team. Hell, the champion, who was focused in water, I mean, back in Emerald, his team was Wailord, Milotic, Tentacruel, Ludicolo, Gyarados, and maybe Whiscash or something of that
right.
nature. And so immediately you've got a Mega Evolution on the team in Gyarados if you want to use that. But you could also switch that up, where now, because of Mega Evolutions, you may switch that up where he has a more powerful ending Pokemon. And
yeah.
Why I'm happy is because sometimes, at least it feels with X and Y and sometimes with Black and White, the campaigns haven't been, or at least the main story mode, hasn't been as difficult as it could be.
Right.
And I wouldn't mind that kind of difficulty again if they're really reshaping Hoenn, if
oh, yeah.
they actually reflect the fact that, not that it was hard, but at least the average level of difficulty that I was used to.
Oh, yes, there's a lot they can do with that. And sadly, we're going to have to end our show on a very good note, you know, which is sometimes hard to come by with some of our other shows. Wondering
right.
about some of our other shows. Well, we update you on our shows on our Facebook, Those Guys on the Radio, or you can search up Those Guys. We also update you on our Twitter, Those Guys Radio, where we post, you know, our shows and funny cat pictures. And also remember that we have a website now, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, where we post new episodes, as well as our merchandise that you can buy straight through us, as well as our older podcasts. You want to go back and look at some of our archives, things like Monday Night Raw, all of our Dragon Ball Z movies that we've done, the first Bleach movie, and a bunch of other stuff. This Week in Comics, which is when we talk about comics during the week, and we have a lot more there as well, Gravity Falls, Steven Universe. You can also check out our email, theradio@gmail.com. You check that out, because if you want to talk to us about advertising opportunities or you want to suggest show ideas, you can do it via email or do it through our site itself, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com. Go on the Suggest Show Ideas tab, and it's basically like an ask a question type thing, and you can talk to us and say, hey, we would like you to do this kind of show, and we will look over it, and I mean, there's a lot of things that you might not know that we enjoy. So it can always work out. Also, I would like to mention that, sadly, before we got something wrong. See, I was trying to start off the show playing Pokemon Sapphire's theme, you know, the origin for that. Sadly, I ended up playing Pokemon Ruby's theme. It's okay. That was on me. Right now, we're going to play the opening to Pokemon Sapphire to end and to see us out. Thank you guys for listening to Those Guys. The end, the opening to Pokemon Sapphire, everyone. We'll be right back.